So when they call, we are recording to the school.
Today is Thursday, October 2nd, 2025, and this is the annual meeting of the Board of Governors for the LCRDA. And I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's 11:05. I don't see any guests. We don't have anybody participating by electronic means. Modifications to the agenda? None. Any public comment, Peggy?
We did not receive any.
And I just want to mention a couple of things before we approve the minutes. But so we've got Valerie McDevitt, who I think everybody knows, she's been involved with us in a lot of different ways, is the new FSU rep, and we'll welcome her when she gets here. And she will be replacing Eric Holmes. And Eric has taken a new role at FSU. He says he's doing fun stuff in the lab, but I take it that he's not maybe full-time anymore.
I don't know.
But anyway, Valerie is replacing Eric's position. And I want to remind everybody that the grand opening for this lab is Tuesday, October 21st from 9 to 12. And I'd love it if we had a big turnout if we could.
Yeah, I think I
can. Please put it on your calendar. Peggy, if you don't mind, send an invite out to that.
I will.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
And there's a registration link, actually.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. All right. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes from June 5th?
Move minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. We just introduced you, so.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
It was a company.
What kind of went through what happened with you and Eric, so. But welcome aboard.
He's allowed to retire.
There you go, that's right.
We couldn't stop them.
Consent agenda, have we had anybody got any changes or modifications? Do we want to approve consent?
Move consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You want to go over this one in the next
sure.
one?
Sure. Historically, we would elect our new term of officers at the August meeting, correct, Peggy?
Correct.
And that meeting was canceled. And in order to comply with our rules to having officers at this meeting, the executive committee exercised the power it has to extend all of the existing officers' term by 1 month. Really, we only needed 3 days, but we hedged, so we went it out all the way out to a month. And the hope would be that then the board could vote to either reaffirm or nominations from the floor, if interested, to fill those officer positions for the next period, next fiscal year. So that was approved by the exec, which I think we need to ratify that action.
Executive's action.
And then obviously decide on the office, and then subsequently we will do the election of the officers.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. Thank you. You want to handle that, Tim, or do you want to?
You can handle election.
Okay. So we do have to elect officers for next year. Hopefully it's not a full year. We got a lot of things happening. And I assume the existing slate, all has been willing to transfer.
They have all expressed an interest to serve as another year.
So I make a motion that we continue with the same officers.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. All right, we're going to wait on David with the treasurer report, so we'll let Michael jump up to 11.
I'll go to 11, sure. Just quickly, just a reminder, FF&E, if you guys all recall, we had $1.5 million in our state appropriation. We have spent $1,357,000 so far. There's a list that FSU is still working down of their priorities, which evolves based on the mix of folks they're talking to about prospects for the lab. So it leaves us with $158,000 that is uncommitted or spent. Some of the money we still have in the bank, it's committed for a rooftop unit for additional exhaust capacity, but we haven't spent it yet. So when I give you that 1,357, that's the amount we've spent and or committed. We do have an extra $15,000 to spend because of the interest that we've made on this money since we received it. So we'll get to spend 1.515 when it's all said and done. They continue to interview potential members. We've started signing up what they're calling affiliates, which are folks that are worked or have an existing relationship with FSU, and we're going to give them free space for a year, free access, no space, but free access to the building, hopefully. The idea to drive some traffic, drive some activity, get some folks, hopefully, that will ultimately become members with secured licensed space here in the building. And we're doing vetting calls every month, at least one, trying to get some folks excited about coming. And I think many of them are. They've got to find funding because we are asking them to pay rent for the folks that do want a secure space. Valerie, anything to add to that?
We're actually offering that affiliate 1 year to fund startups too.
Okay. Any questions on the lab?
Okay. And TSC, if they have any, that's also built into it, but we haven't had any turn up yet.
Keep going.
All right. Next couple things, just to remind everybody, a couple things that are actually still in process with the parcels, if you will. The out parcel under Danfoss, that I expect to transfer during the month of October or November. You guys will see a resolution that the FSU's council has asked us to represent 900 things, including that I'm the executive director, that we own this land, a million things that we've gone back and forth on. We're getting estoppel certificates. That'll just be transferred over to Florida State, hopefully again in the next, 30 to 45 days. The lab build to scale, as you guys are aware, there's a federal grant for the building from the EDA. There's another EDA grant associated with the build to scale program, which is for the operations of the building, which is a matching grant. Those things, all of the requests to transfer those, as we had agreed upon previously, are in the works. I was told 3 or 4 weeks ago I would have those amendments within the week. I do not have them 3 or 4 weeks later. As of yesterday, the EDA, my understanding, is not working given the federal shutdown. So the implications and timing of that are uncertain for the moment. We also made a request that we did get in before the shutdown to extend the build-to-scale grant, which had an expiration date of October 31st, 2025. We requested that it be extended to October 31st, 2026. Unfortunately, all three of those go to different groups within the EDA, the building, the grant, and the extension. So the coordination effort on that is extra complicated, and now none of them are working. We'll keep you updated as we know more about that. But they're all in the process. Everybody's fully aware of it. Ponds and roads, and when I say ponds and roads, I'm really referring specifically to the central pond here, and then the main roads in the park. Those are all in the works with DEP and FSU. Really expect that to be transferred before the end of this month, don't you, Kevin?
If we get the document back.
Right. I mean, there's no issues. It's just a matter of processing through legal at DEP, really. FSU and us are fine. We have not made a start on the declarant rights, CAM, Development Review Committee. That's another thing that ultimately will be a tri-party agreement between FSU, FAMU, and the RDA to hand that off. FSU and FAMU are really going to be the ones who have to work out how they want to handle that. Let me see. FEMA updates. We have done the work and repaired the pond trail that was damaged during and after the tornado. We have also cleaned up the debris inside the pond that was blocking the ponds from functioning as they're supposed to. We have not formally submitted all of that to FEMA yet. We're waiting to get the debris project, frankly, added to the approved list. The trail work, $50,000, that was approved. The money has already been set aside at the state level to reimburse us. I do not know the timing of that, but it's all been approved. We had to do the debris work first because we didn't want to fix the trail, then bring equipment in to clean up all the debris in the pond and tear up the trail in the process. So we took that was a $15,000 project that we have done. We've got a call on the 8th with FEMA again to try to make sure those get linked together so we can submit them. Subsequent to that, the expectation is to then engage fully FSU, and I've talked to Victor Dallaire, and I've talked to the representative from FSU about them taking over, frankly, the FEMA projects related to the Collins Building, the Johnson and Morgan buildings, which are obviously still substantial projects that FSU and FAMU will respectively have to get engaged at that point in time. But I wanted our project in funded requests made. Again, may not have gotten the money yet, but that's the expectation. Any questions on the FEMA stuff? Eisenhower property, it's still an open issue. We've had a lot of discussions about a lot of different things over the last 12 months, frankly, on that property, but there's no clarity yet, and I just keep putting it on the agenda of what the expectations or plans are, and that can be an open discussion or not. The last thing under this section 12 was the committee assignments that Peggy passed out, so just for your reference of what committees you serve on.
Yeah,
Yes.
Eisenhower property, you were going to get a second estimate.
A second estimate?
Appraisal, sorry.
I did not do that. I don't believe that was great clarity on what we're going to do. We talked about a lot of things at Eisenhower and, you know, the spending of money, and so I haven't done anything on Eisenhower.
So
nothing's happened.
Can we do anything with that property?
So, may I?
Yes, please.
Okay, so when we think about the mission of the LCRDA and Innovation Park is research and economic development, we're in the process of distributing all of our assets to the two universities. The two universities that are steeped in research and the economic engine. So why don't we take a look at gifting the property to the universities? I know for fact, of because of the Real Estate Foundation at FSU, there is a process to receive gifts of real estate. That if we designate what the purpose of the gift is for, if we desire the value of that gift to support what happens here inside of the labs, if we collectively decide as a board that we want the value of that gift to support endowment or the scholarships or professorships or something that relates to research. I mean, we can give the property without having to try to figure out what the exact dollar value is. We can do it without any substantial diligence on our side, but we can fully achieve the value of the gift by putting the gift where it can be used. The university, whether it's FAM or FSU or both, they can receive the gift, they can monetize the gift, and they can use it to accomplish whatever we put in a gift agreement.
Correct.
And there's a lot of flexibility. I've talked to representatives from both FSU and FAMU about how we, as a board, as an entity, design what we'd like to see happen with either the property or the proceeds from the property. The appraisal would be valuable if we were trying to get a tax deduction. Obviously, we're not.
And so the way the appraisal works, the appraisal is only a benefit to the entity trying to achieve, as Michael just described, trying to achieve some tax benefit. If we don't need that, there's really no reason for us to go through that process.
Yeah, and I don't really want to do, I mean, I don't think we would be wise to do anything with it till we have more clarity on what's going to happen then, because it is our, you know, ace. If something were to happen that drags us another 2 years, we at least could.
It's not going to cover 2 years.
Well, it might cover 2 months.
Keep that gun away from Michael.
I don't think it would be prudent for us to do anything now. I think we could talk about it and think about what we want to do.
And I think that's frankly the direction I'm looking for from the board is, what do you want to do with it? If we're selling it, again, I think you would want an appraisal to make sure you get a right price, and then all of a sudden you're in a closing situation, but who knows what the implications and timing of that become, that if we're tied up under some purchase agreement, I'd hate the idea of a transaction on Eisenhower to extend everything else we're doing for that sole reason, right? That just seems like an extra wrinkle that we don't probably need.
So what if we were to start conversations with FAM and FSU about this, a gifting process? We develop some, whether it's to one or both universities, a joint gift agreement.
Is that a thing
that's been done? We can figure that out.
Okay. It has. There's also, for the College of Engineering, there's been either joint gifts, or when they get a gift, if it has, like a year or so ago, there was a gift that was made, and they got our input before, like, accepting gifts. So there's precedence for that through the College of Engineering.
And so that whole conversation can be, we can establish with the universities that we're not going to consummate this gift until we're a little bit further down the road and we understand what the runway and the where the goal line is. But we can go ahead and start developing a document that describes what our board wants to do with the value of the gift.
And again, we just need to keep the county apprised of what we're doing, and I'm sure they are apprised.
And so, Mr. Chair, so Kevin, just to paraphrase back to you what I think you're saying. So we have the ability to initiate that process with both universities, as well as start talking about the ways that we would wish to have that gift utilized. Mm-hmm. That's consistent with our mission as well as their missions.
Yes. And I think that to add to that, I did have a conversation with Melissa, our general counsel, about our flexibility on doing it. And she, you know, we read the documents again, all of our charts. It's got to be in scope. Is the thing, right? It's got to be in scope of the mission of the entity. Then that's certainly within the purview that we have of doing certain things. Research and development, economic development. That's the language she, you know, recommended we stick to, whatever terms or strings we attach to these kinds of a gift or a transfer of that kind of property.
Well, so to keep things moving, you probably would need to have a motion to that effect, correct?
I think we would need, if the board wants me to try to advance and start those conversations jointly with FSU and FAMU about transferring that property at some subsequent date to understand that process, I'm happy to initiate those, but I think it does need to be a motion made by the board instructing me to do that.
So moved.
Second.
Got a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I got to go backwards.
I know.
I got to go backwards still in number 12. I glossed over the resolution that I think everybody was attached to, the materials that you were sent, that allows me or Tom to affect the transactions on the out parcel with FSU that Dan Voss sits on. We just need some...
We're talking about Dan Voss.
The out parcel being the Dan Voss site, sorry. Their council, FSU's council, has requested these resolutions approved and passed by our board in order to move forward with the transaction.
So moved.
Second.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'll
sorry.
I'll back up and give the treasurer's report.
Mr. Chair, my apologies to the board for being late, but I'm in a loaner vehicle that does not have a garage door button, so I decided I could push the button by the garage door and run out before the door came down, and it caught me on the head, and I skid across the driveway on my forehead, arms, knee, and so on. So. If I look bad, my apologies. All right.
You look bad before that.
I thought you were going to say you broke up a fight somewhere. I would have been gone with that.
You should see the other guy.
That's right.
Yeah. Certainly see his fists, yeah.
I did not hit my wife. All right. You have before you the treasurer's report. I'll first comment on the balance sheet. You'll see that we had cash somewhere around $29,000. We had investments of $1,000,004, and total assets of some $24,000,004. On the liability side, we have accrued interest payables of $131,000. We have some pension and due to FSU and FAMU some funds, some $472,000, and the big debt of $4,000,000. But the balance sheet looks pretty consistent with what it has been. On the cash activity, a little bit of something unusual there on that page. We opened up cash with $1,428,000. We actually had more deposits in August than we had withdrawals, and that's a little bit unusual. So we increased the cash position by some $23,000. Cash position is still good. We have plenty of investments, and all there is looking well. If you look at the income statement and you look at the consolidated one, we had revenues for the 11-month period of some $256,000. We had expenses, though, of $941,000. So we ended up with total expenses, which includes accrued interest and depreciation and all, of some $1,000,006. That left us operating negatively of $1,359,000. So we continue to burn cash, but not at a speed that was not anticipated. We are in relatively good shape with cash and investments. The nice thing that I'll report is that for the first time that I can remember as a treasurer ever reporting, we had nothing over 60 days past due in our receivables. So the other bad thing is we don't have very many receivables. So. At any rate, Mr. Chair, I'll present the treasurer's report for your consideration. Then I'll come back and talk about the budget.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
The budget committee met, approved a budget. First time in my life I've approved a 9-month budget instead of a 12-month budget. We anticipate with this budget being out of business by somewhere around June. If you have a copy of that budget in front of you, it shows the lab and it shows the LCRD, both budgets there available to you. As far as the LCRDA, we have budgeted for revenues of about $73,000 and expenses of some $442,000, which would show us operating at a loss of some $370,000 roughly for that 9-month period. Should we have to extend an additional month or two or three or whatever, we anticipate that costing us about $35,000 in net losses. So if we don't get closed down by June 30, add another $35,000 roughly of monthly expenses. The budget committee went over that in some real fine detail. I was very impressed with how well staff had prepared the assumptions. I'll call on staff right now to present the assumptions that were given to the budget committee.
Thank you, David. If you guys look, there's a 2-page document you got. It's got the little highlighted on the second page. I'd direct your attention to the first page. And what I'm trying to do is, if you recall last year, I gave a list of assumptions, and then we talked about the budget, which is really just a mathematical representation of those assumptions. And what I'm, and at the risk of boring you, I wanted to buzz you through the key assumptions we made last year, how we did on those and what the financial impact was, and then go through what the assumptions are for the next 9-month period, as David mentioned. And you've got the top half of this document lists the different assumptions, and the first couple were that we continue operating as CAM, we retain our insurance coverages, we retain existing staff. That's the first one you'll notice, that we saved $106,000. We did not retain existing staff. We did reuse our reserves. We also anticipated $175,000 of tornado expenses that we did not incur. This was prepared based on June. I had numbers through June to prepare this budget, which is what we shared with the budget committee, subsequently the exec committee, and now today. We have spent some of that tornado money at this point in time because we repaired the pond and the trail. Do anticipate getting 75% of that back. We also thought, the next one, the big one, that we would transfer this lab by December 31st of 2024. We still have the lab. The financial impact you can see there is 220,000 additional expenses beyond what we had assumed. We also anticipated a little more CapEx on the lab that we didn't have, saved about 40 grand. We anticipated that we were not going to be making a $250,000 payment to FSU for interest because the assumptions were that the lab would have transferred prior to the due date of that. You add all those, there was a couple other operating expense savings and interest earnings, and you net it out, around $4,000 was the impact of missing two major assumptions, frankly. And then we projected our cash balance at the end of the year, 930, of being about $1 million. We're actually at about $1.1 million right now, do have $50,000 in outstanding checks. So, you know, but the ballpark is that million 50 is where we are, versus the original anticipated number of $1 million. So, fortunately, the savings on expenses offset some of the other costs that we incurred. For the next period of time, I've got the assumptions again, same exercise. We expect the roads and ponds, I'd hope, transferred by 9:30. My new number is 10:30. They're not really a cost associated with that at this point, but that's in the works with DEP. We expected the pond repairs to all be done by 9:30, which is done. We expect the out parcel transfer by 11:01. We expect to fully invest the FF&E by 12:31. These are my assumptions, right? I don't know if we're going to make it, but we're working as fast as we can. We don't want to spend it foolishly, so we're trying to spend it strategically as quickly as we can. We also anticipate the lab and the build-to-scale grounds will be transferred by 12/31/2025. I think I mentioned earlier that I expected an amendment to our agreements 3 weeks ago from the EDA. I do not have that. They're also the ones who told me this would easily happen by the end of the year. So,
but now the government shut down.
Right.
Which completely wasn't on the radar. Completely wasn't on the radar.
And they are not working. They are shut down now, the EDA. We expect to transfer the ground underneath the lab by March 31st. Remember, the lab building is one thing that's associated with the grants and the federal government. The ground underneath this and the pond back here, those are the DEP exercise. So didn't want to initiate that process until we really had all the lab pieces in place. We expect to complete our 2025 audit by March 31st. And we also anticipate no payments to FSU because we will be transferring the lab prior to the date. Two key ones I had in there last year, if you recall, were 1231 of 24 and no payments. So those are big ones. The reason we put the budget together, that you look at the second page, if you've got one for the lab, one for the RDA. The left column is through the period of our assumptions.
Hold on, back up.
Yes, sir.
What happens, remind me, and put on a third grade level, because I'm not the smartest one in the room by any stretch of imagination, but we're 10 months late on the transfer based on our assumption that it's not going to happen for another 2 months.
Yep.
We are a year behind, costing us $200,000, and we're
400.
Definitely 100% sure that we're not going to have to make a payment to Florida State, interest only, even to date of 1231. Even though the transfer will take place, we're still going to be off the hook of another payment, or did we?
The assumption is we will not, because it will not be due, and we're transferring the property, and we're transferring.
So should we properly budget for that and be happily surprised when we don't have to make the payment?
We could budget for that. But it's $130,000 as of today, if I'm not mistaken, is the meter on the interest.
What's the hang up with the building?
The EDA.
And I guess, I'm sorry.
Federal government.
If so, I can add to
hold on. So why are we being punished if it's the EDA?
May I?
Sure.
Okay, so what needs to transfer is the dirt and technically the building that is DEP.
Right.
But there's the building was built with federal money.
Oh, and so what push that through very yeah, well. Familiar yeah. with that.
What we're trying to do is cause both of these things to happen at about the same time. The money for the federal money for the building, which has been spent, has all the obligations. And so when the land and building go, we would like the obligations to go with it. So we've been trying to time it out. The federal government is the entity that has been the slow burn on catching up on transferring the EDA grants. So that's
and we're trying to do it cleanly. I mean, you know, there is an option to shut it all down and then let the mess and let EDA, FSU, everybody else clean it up.
Right.
That was not we have had that discussion previously at a board level, and we have in addition to the FSU transfers as well as working with the county, we're trying to make this as clean as possible.
Okay, so then let me rephrase my last question. What assurances do we have that the EDA is going to come through in 2 months?
Right.
If they haven't come through in 10 months, right. What makes us so confident that this is going to happen by
when we put the budget together last year,
right.
We did not have a request into EDA to do the transfer. That took several months to get, and we were into, I think, February before we even FSU could identify the appropriate entity to receive it. That was on our side. When I say our side, I mean us and FSU, frankly. 3 months burned trying to figure out what entity this was going to go to. And now it has been with the EDA. This is out of the book. There's been a new administration. We are asking people to do something they don't normally do. They do it, but it's not just a routine thing with a rattled staff, overworked, terrified, best I can tell, at the federal government level.
Okay.
They did reach out to me and tell me we would have it, an amendment 3 weeks ago, which is that's as good a news as I've gotten in 12 months.
Okay, may I make a suggestion, then I'll be done.
Madam
Governor.
And you actually hit on what I was, yeah. I mean, your last part. Of your
Rick, I'm going to ask a favor, if you don't mind, because this is the Leon County Research and Development Authority, and it's not in Florida State's wheelhouse yet. I highly recommend that you put Michael in touch with the county's federal lobbyist and have them check in with the EDA. Since we are formally part of the county, as authorized by the county, I think it's appropriate, and if you need to get permission from your board to do so, then maybe bring it up at the next county commission meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's fair, and you've got a rock solid team, to make a call over to the EDA and say, what's going on, what do we need to do back locally to get this thing transferred by the end of the year? It's not fair to ask Florida State, because formally it hasn't been transferred yet. And so, we don't have a federal lobbyist here. Short of that, I say we put Michael on a plane to do the direct. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than $220,000 to fly him up, spend one day in D.C., see what we can do and get him back. But I'm concerned and not quite feeling comfortable that this is going to happen by the end of the fiscal year.
It may not. I have to make an assumption.
Yeah, there's another side of it, which is FSU's had a conversation with DEP about going ahead and to transfer the assets.
Correct.
If that happens and the EDA side is still lagging, the obligations still, the obligations associated with the grant funds still sit at the RDA, while the assets will have transferred over to the university. And that can happen, and that may be a bit of encouragement.
And remember, we've sequenced these things through, frankly, one at a time with the DEP, and the reason ponds and roads and other things have jumped in front is because the lab was taking so long. That we anticipate, if you guys recall, ponds and roads were expected to be the last kind of cleanup effort.
Again, I just want to state for the record, y'all are a last more than make. But I'm just concerned if these assumptions are not reflected in a budget, because to date the assumptions haven't been accurate. It's been 220,000 or 400,000. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that as an organization and our relationship and our responsibility to this board and to this entity, that we're all covered and that we're planning appropriately.
And those are valid concerns. Those are valid concerns. And yeah, the idea that you have is a good one. And I will ask, I'll work with our lobbying team and, yeah, and our county administrator. I may be able to make that request, but I, outside of a board meeting, but I suspect that we're going to need to have a motion from my county commission on that, which is fine. And,
sure,
and I can push for that, and I'm pretty confident that that will be accepted. But having those folks, the Southern Group, on our side, advocating at the federal level would be very helpful.
Sure.
So thank you, well, thank Mayor, for bringing that
up.
Lines
are open.
Yeah, and my comment was going to kind of piggyback on Mayor and Governor.
Governor.
Is that, again, to me, with the shutdown, it's even more of a possibility, yeah, that it's not going to hit that timeline.
Right.
So now we'd be off yet again with these additional costs. So that's what I was going to add on to his. So I definitely think moving in that direction, because it's like we're, the movement is not happening. So.
And springboarding off of what both of you have said, let's say that expectation is not met because of the shutdown, because of other things, we don't hear from the EDA in time. But that new interest payment is coming up.
Mm-hmm. June.
What do? We need to decide, we're not to this point yet, but we need to decide what we're going to do before that interest payment comes due.
Right. Well, we have the cash.
But I think it needs to be like officially noted, because like we're having the conversation, but I think that, again, the assumptions haven't been met to date, and with where we are right now, it's quite possible that these won't happen either. And so,
the two main ones, right?
Right.
We hit all of the other assumptions that did better than them, but the
right,
two biggies.
But I definitely think, from a budget perspective, having that, I'd rather have it allocated than we come back later and like, oh yeah, we need to go back. So yes, it's,
well, it's
there.
Keep in mind, it's accruing on our balance sheet.
Yeah,
it is reflected. Our balance sheets reflect that in those obligations.
Yeah, no.
This is a cash balance. Okay, and remember, understand the budget we put, mm-hmm, is through June 30. Mm-hmm. That payment is not due until June 25. And actually, on the lab, it ends 12/31. So that payment wouldn't be due in a budget window. Now, if we're talking all of a sudden, we go to a fiscal year.
That's based on the assumption that
of course
transfer takes place.
And okay,
the governor is saying this, is that we don't think
so. You want to make a different assumption that it doesn't take place.
That's right.
And then, more importantly than the, keep in mind, more importantly than the interest payment, and it's not an interest, it'd be a principal and interest payment, $411,000,
right,
is the operating expense of six more months.
Correct.
Which is $240,000.
Correct. Yeah.
So there isn't any money at that point to make the interest payment. So the decision, if we still have the lab, we won't make it because we don't have it.
Mr. Chair, the Budget Committee recognized the fact that that might not take place, and therefore it is the responsibility for us to say what would happen. And we've clearly reflected on there that if it doesn't, it's going to cost us about $35,000 a month. So we have suggested to the committee there is in our plan what will happen if we do not make that assumption.
Right.
So we've clearly identified
the numbers. That's why we put it together that way.
All right, so Mr. Chairman, you feel comfortable with moving forward based on the assumption that we do not transfer December 31st, that we're going to be okay, as reflected in the budget?
Are Are you asking the treasurer?
I'm sorry, you're asking me a question. My apologies, I was thinking something.
That's all right.
I was thinking forehead.
I mean, I think we all know that is coming with the information that we have. And again, that's, you know, to me, that's why Eisenhower is a discussion that we can't have right now, because we may have to fire sell Eisenhower or negotiate something with FSU or, I mean, at some point, there's a line that we've got to.
That's right.
We got to do something.
That's right.
And I think Michael's thought about that. I mean, we've discussed it.
Or stop. We just stop.
Yeah.
And then it's just a messy cleanup for someone else.
Yeah. Which none of us would prefer.
Right. No, of course not.
Right.
But that's a discussion we should have at some point if it becomes clear that we're not going to meet these expectations.
And I think, so we've got our next.
Rick, I think, the Secretary of EDA is not sitting at home right now. And the firepower that y'all have, seriously, we could probably, even during the shutdown, I am sure that representation could probably get this ball rolling so that when everything opens back up, we're ready to hit the ground rolling.
Yeah.
I think you know
what
I'm coming from.
I do.
Mr. Chair, the Budget Committee would be glad to re-meet and redo this budget. However, it has gone before the committee for approval. It has gone to the Executive Committee and has been approved. Both recommended to its board for approval. Having said that, I move approval, and if it's not voted, we'll go back to committee.
Do we have a second?
Second.
For discussion, sir, I'll approve the budget, because we've discussed the budget at length. I do think what the mayor's brought up and Dr. Friday Stroud, the governance, I do think we need to be very, we have been. I mean, Michael's been doing an outstanding job. Our staff have been doing an outstanding job. But we do need to keep that front and center of the interest payment and the expectation of EDA and think very carefully about what's our trigger date.
That's what I would like to really think through that right now. When is our, Peggy, our board meetings are?
It's look on the last page of your agenda.
Here.
You just passed mine all together.
Okay.
So page 3 of 24.
There's a December meeting. There's a February meeting.
So I'd say February. If we don't know something in February, we gotta hustle.
And hustle, let's clarify what we mean by hustle, guys. Right?
It's sell Eisenhower.
Could be sell Eisenhower. If that's what the board wants to do is to create more liquidity. I think at some point, consistently with what Shante and John are saying, what if it's never? What if we can't get it done with whatever we get from Eisenhower? I built this thing with these checkpoints, showed the monthly cost, both of the lab and the RDA to run, so that the board could be aware. Every month, if we have them both, $70,000, period. $70,000. Everybody can do the math. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. We'll run it, and we have $500,000 is where we expect to be based on those assumptions in June. If we still have the lab, we have half of that. Okay? Where is the board's checkpoint to say, we're going to stop here? And we're going to make it the county's problem or FSU and the EDA's problem, and we're going to want. This is a budget that we are winding down this enterprise, right? I mean, there's no ambiguity about that from anybody, is there? So if we want to make a budget that's unrealistic and says if never going to happen, or June or July or December next year, we're out of money. So where do you want me to cut it off? I'll build that picture. But I've still got to make some other guess between 12/31/25 and never. So what I'm looking for this board to help, what is that date? What date do we want? I will paint that picture. But it's between now and never. And I have to pick, I felt it duty bound to pick some date, right? Based on the information that I have right now, which I missed by a year last year. So, right? That was based on the information I had at the time.
But it seemed reasonable at the time. And I think it would be
I don't have a better way to do it.
No. And we're not, I'm not saying that you don't. I'm just saying, especially now, given this shutdown, like that throws a whole nother, right?
It does. It does.
Tizzy in it. So I just think we need to your point, if it's the, as the chair said, if it's the February meeting, then we need to think through that. Or do we really need to start having some plans in the December meeting? I don't know, because how long, what's the, you know, how long could it take to sell the Eisenhower bill? I don't know. So, you know, we got to still look at that, because
I think there's two pieces of that. Would we sell the Eisenhower to keep operating the entity? Is that what the board is saying?
No, I'm 0% interested in that.
That doesn't, I don't know if that's, that's not the vibe I'd gotten previously.
Yeah.
So if that's the thing, yes.
A fire sale doesn't do pretty good.
And we've taken that potential asset right next to the park and given it to somebody else.
Yeah. Look,
but between those two, we got to weigh, do we end it with a messy ending?
Or do we, is it
or do we try to drag it?
But so the payments,
and that's a big question.
The payments are due to FSU.
Yes.
Right?
$4 million.
If
total.
$4 million, right. But if the transfer happens, right? So it's then probably more of a negotiate with FSU on what happens if the
that's an element.
Right, if that doesn't, if the timing doesn't line up, because they're going to be getting the asset, so mm-hmm. then there's the negotiation on that. So I think maybe that may be where we need to start the negotiation.
So,
and I don't know, Kevin, if that's what you're going to get.
So when we transfer this building, this is the last really big asset. We've got a couple cats and dogs when we talk about the roads and the common areas and declarant rights and all those things. This is the big asset. We can transfer this. We can go ahead and continue to work on that piece. When we transfer that, the EDA grant requirements are still going to be with the RDA. So the RDA kind of has a problem, but the EDA has the real problem, because the EDA is going to go, or the RDA is going to go away. And so it's there's this daisy chain of who's got the bigger problem. Let's go ahead and continue to press forward on transferring the asset.
Yeah.
And then the mop flops.
Between we will the RDA be in violation of our EDA agreements doing a transfer without their authorization.
But
recognize
and
that.
And
does that complicate FSU's life?
Nobody's asking you to.
No. But I'm saying if we
outside of our authorization.
I'm trying to say that the reason we haven't moved the dirt in advance of all the grants is that may compromise the EDA and FSU in their transferring all of the things, because we would have violated the terms of our agreement with the EDA. And is that, I don't have a history with that.
Right.
Does that create a problem for FSU, or doesn't it? At the end of the day, if we've done it, FSU and EDA have to mop that up, is my expectation. So
yeah.
But I don't know.
But I think their conversations can be had, and that's part of where I think the next set of what do we do in preparation for if these assumptions don't pan out.
Right.
And I think at that point, we should hopefully have some conversations, some three-way conversations that can be happening between the EDA, LCRDA, and FSU.
The EDA is not involved in any conversations right now. That's the problem.
I got it. But what I'm saying is if we are past 2 months, like mm-hmm. in December, January, then we need to start working on that. Because I don't know that that's happening. Maybe it has, and I just don't know.
I call the EDA guy every week.
Not you. I'm saying the three-way.
Who's the third?
FSU. Like, there needs to be at some point, if we're winding down, mm-hmm. then all three need to be in the conversation at the same time, not separate conversations, is what I'm getting at.
Again, but the EDA is non-responsive.
But without the EDA in the picture, let's say we run out of money instead of selling Eisenhower, if this thing falls somewhere, goes back to the county, like, shouldn't that be a conversation between FSU, LCRDA, and the county that says, okay, if FSU steps up and pays for it, you know, could you come up with a deal that's fair, that everybody understands the building's still going to come over? Do you know what I mean?
It's still the right.
FSU pays it up.
But there's still the EDA.
There's still the EDA.
Yes,
incredible point that you just brought up, which, Rick, is the county prepared financially as well? If that doomsday scenario happened, and it falls back to the county, well, I have no idea, Michael.
Right.
I haven't, financially, is the county now going to be responsible?
They would argue no because of the way this is set up. They'd have to accept that responsibility.
Right.
It wouldn't be just an automatic obligation by any by the charter documents
right.
of our
and
existence.
And I would actually agree with the county on that. Okay, I got an idea. And I'm going to support the motion on the table as well as we can move forward. And I think we've got, everybody's aware of where we are. I think we need to send a formal invite to Neil Dunn, Congress, and both our U.S. senators to invite them to the Ignite kickoff coming up on the 21st. Okay? Tom, and I'll be more than happy to work with you as well, or Rick, or whoever. We need to get representatives of those three offices physically here for the kickoff on the 21st. And while we're here, we need to have a 10-minute meeting so that we can say, this is the facility, this is great, this is the situation with EDA. Neil, I need you to weigh in. Ashley, I need you to weigh in. Rick Scott, I need you to weigh in as well, okay? On top of that, at the same time, if Rick can work with his lobbying team, I think that that would be beneficial. So it's an all assault on EDA to try to get this done by the end of the year. But I think an easy first step is to make sure the invitations go out and we got representation of the congressional delegation at the 21st Ignite kickoff.
And then the two of y'all would meet.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Let me just say, for the record, Michael, I mean, you have done an incredible job on this since you started. And listen, your judgment has been impeccable. With the data we had at the time, with the information we had at the time, I couldn't ask for anything better than when what you provided to the board here and to staff. So there's that. But so in my mind, we continue with the strategy and the approach we've been having up to this point. Nothing changes.
And clarity becomes.
We do double down on the advocacy to the EDA. Taking our county lobbyists, I think the invitation on the 21st of October is a great idea. Get those folks in the room physically. Make them aware of the issue. I think that's the right strategy. But everything you've done we just double down on making sure we do everything we can to have the EDA respond in a timely fashion. And then at some point, whether it's February or somewhere else, we need to have that specific date that we have in mind where if we don't see any light at the end of the tunnel with EDA, we need to have these discussions in more detail about what we're going to do.
That's right. And once we roll into the new year as well, if it hasn't happened yet, I know I am in D.C. on scheduled meetings. You're in D.C. on scheduled meeting, NACO. So we were up there, and if there's a way we can carry water while we're already there, I mean, that would be more than happy to do so. But, yeah, I think that's the priority.
Perfect.
I don't need any more comment.
Okay. Call for the question. So we have the motion and the second on approving the budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have any new business, Michael? I got one question that is a dragger. Did we ever get the National Parks to send the check to FSU? And
they stopped, and then they started sending them again to us. So yeah, we're getting the money. We settled up with FSU last month for the $150,000, but then we got a check.
So that's something to clean up at some point too.
FSU is, before the shutdown, was days, maybe only moments away from getting an agreement in place with the GSA for NPS, and again, everything shut down. You can't imagine how comical this has been. We're just going to leave it right there.
But just know that's one of the, that's got to get cleaned up at some point too. And then the last thing I'll add, and Michael, if you've got something else too, but we have asked Peggy to put together a one-pager that kind of highlights the history of the LCRDA. And we're not in any hurry for it, but we're going to, so that we all have one set of
key highlights
that as we move through this.
And Ray had given us a good start last year.
What Ray did.
And as we discussed before, I mean, many of us may never use those talking points in a situation, but I, for one, I know will when I present this to the county commission, to my colleagues, and we basically take action on the dissolution of the organization. So.
Yep.
And with that, I don't think we have any other business. Did you want to bring something else up?
No, I don't. No, I mentioned to everybody that I did have a conversation with the county attorney about the process of dissolution. I would also add that I know we talked about in December and a February check date, having spent my life in private enterprise, guys, the check date's today and now. Whether we talk about it further today I don't really care. But this isn't something we should revisit, this exact conversation in December and this exact conversation again in February. Everybody ought to have some opinion, in my thought. What are we going to do? Let's just assume it's never. What would you decide today? Let's just, right now, I mean, if you want to have that discussion, it's a new business. Let's say it's never. What's our timing?
I don't know, and I would like to think
okay,
about
fair
my
enough.
Answer before we get into that doomsday scenario.
I agree.
I disagree that we do have a little bit of time. We have a plan, and let's work forward to move forward together. But I'm not prepared to have that doomsday scenario conversation right now. I'd like to think about it.
And that's a fair response, but it's never too soon, in my opinion, to be thinking about it as opposed to starting over at a subsequent meeting. And that is why the budget was prepared in the exact way it was to show these ends and related to the assumptions, not a 9-month budget, I mean, not a 12-month budget, and to show the meter every month that it goes on. That was not on accident. That was to show the meter running.
I mean, to me, it's the how messy do we leave it if we have to exit, and that's
nobody wants to do that.
But you're right. At some point, if things don't change,
that's
a decision we've got to make.
Yeah, but I think we're leaving today with some additional leverage to pull, right? With the invitation to our Florida congressional delegation invite for the 21st, and then Governor Commissioner Minor having his conversation with the county, right? That we didn't have those on the radar before now. So we have those on the radar. I think we have some additional steps that are going to be taken that will give us additional information to work from in December.
It's worth a try, absolutely.
Anything else? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.